Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live on the media row in New Orleans. Thank you very much to our presenting sponsor, Stella Artois, for making it happen. I feel like I'm going to go really New Orleans and try to say it like that from here on out. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for what a lot of people are going to be thrilled for, this C-Block.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. This is the C-Block where we have all sorts of chaos and fun at the same time. But last year, I saw that one of my instructors, one of my professors from Richland College was here on Facebook, and I went, oh, I know exactly where that is. And I stood up and I ran over to that area, and they were gone. And I was like, oh, no. Well, this year I made sure to get out in front of it, and I said, I need to make sure that she comes by and says hello and tells all the listeners how great of a student I was and why we have this show.
There's no way.
But joining us right now, we do have Marjorie Lewis, Scott Murray, and Marnie Schneider, who are their show is Journey Through Sports and Life. Now, Scott Murray is an icon in DFW area. Everybody knows Scott Murray. Is that correct? Does everybody know Scott Murray?
Well, maybe a few people do.
And Kevin, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, they do know who you are. And I just want to say, we were told last night when we got back to the hotel, because, you know, obviously everybody's out here and they're like, oh, this person and this person. And then with somebody from our morning show goes, yeah, do you guys know Scott Murray? And we both go, Scott Murray's here? And you would have thought like none of those other people in the entire world existed. And I'm going to tell a personal story real quick, if that is okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I hope you like this story, Scott, because you're heavily featured in it. So when I was a kid, and people have been listening to the show for a really long time, when I was a kid, our dad wasn't around, so I was in Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. And somehow, some way, I think like they were like, hey, you like sports. We're going to pick you. They matched me up, and I did a segment with you where I got to go on the court with the Dallas Mavericks, and no one in the universe has a more treasured Jim Jackson autograph than I do, because that is who, like, I got, all the guys said hi and stuff, but I got to really talk with Jim Jackson, and he autographed something for me, and like, I still have it framed to this day, and I think it's the coolest thing in the world, like monetary value aside. And then you guys really did me right, because you had me take a bunch of three-pointers. I made none of them. But when my segment aired, 100%, I got the slow-mo basketball spinning, and it went right into the basket. And people were like, oh, did you really make that three-pointer? I think I might have lied. I was a kid, and I was like, you saw it on TV? That can't be fake. But I just wanted to say, and I'm sure you got the opportunity to do this a lot, I just wanted to shake your hand again, man. That meant a lot to me when I was a kid. So that was like more than 30 years ago, and or probably right about 30 years ago. I still remember it like just as plain as day.
Well, that was a week later. I was on the board, excuse me, the Boys and Girls Club, and they said one day at a board meeting, Scott, we've got to do something where we can take a child once a week and go out and promote who they are, what they're all about, and give them an opportunity, especially children from single-parent families and
yep.
what have you.
Yep.
And I said, sure, I can check with our general manager and see if we can do something like that, which I did. Long story short, he said, Scott, want to put your name on it, and you go back and tell Big Brothers, Big Sisters we can do it. So they named it Scott's Kids, and I went. We had it on the air every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. They gave me 5 minutes, and we did a story about just different kiddos from single-parent families. I was studying to be a pediatrician. My best friend died of leukemia when we were both in second grade. And so I, you know, went off the couch. So I enjoy, even to this day, I'm 19 boards right now, nonprofits.
Oh my gosh.
Either advisory board or board of directors.
He almost couldn't make this interview.
Right. So many boards.
So I just have always, but anything to do with children, I'm there. And so we created the Scott's Kids, and it It's great that I ran into somebody not so long ago, and he said, I was one of your, just like you just did, was one of your Scots kids. I was at the Armed Forces Bowl earlier this year.
That's...
and came out of the stands, and I was walking down, and I couldn't believe it. How are you? So we got our picture taken, and I put a little something on Facebook. I said, what are you doing now? He said, I'm an attorney. I
oh,
said,
man.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of neat.
So you're a little disappointed by how I turned out. I get what you're saying.
Not at all. I think it's great what you do. Good for you.
I also want to point out, Kevin is a robot when it comes
that's
to emotions.
True.
And he almost squeezed out a tear just a second ago.
It could have, would have, should have.
I know that's a great story.
I just remember, because I got to leave school early and everything like that. And, there is nobody in the world who couldn't tell me that I just experienced the coolest thing that had ever happened. And, I know that was during the times when the Mavericks were still not very good whatsoever. But
the early days.
Yeah, but I just thought it was so awesome. And I thought about, we could chat about that off air. And I was like, you know what? Let's just talk about it on – got to save it on air.
We'll have to take a picture and we'll do another Facebook
guy. I would
maybe
be
you can shoot some three-pointers.
Be happy to.
We can see how that goes. There's a little machine back here.
I would be glad to.
Now Marjorie was my instructor at Richland, and it was the first time I went to Richland with the idea of being a sports writer, being on TV, being radio, wanted to do all those things, and she really helped me harness all of that. I remember, Marjorie, one of the first newspapers I laid out, I handed it to her, and it came back, and it was just dripping red. And she went
like
through.
Like it had been murdered.
Yeah, she went through and she pointed to this. And then when she looked at me, she goes, I just think you can do better. And I was like, oh. And so I went and sat down, and I came back with better. And because of Marjorie, that was where the work ethic started. It really started there. But while we were there, you've done so many things, Marjorie. You were the first woman to cover the Cowboys. You had all these amazing stories, but the only one we introduced Marjorie with was she just interviewed Angelina Jolie. And all these great things, and we're like, she just interviewed Angelina
That's
Jolie.
That's all anybody cared about.
And I was like, she's done so many other things, but this is the lead. This is where we start. Can you kind of tell me how things have gone since then? Because you released a book since then, and you've done so much more.
Well, thank you, Corey. And I do have to tell everybody, Corey was an excellent student. One of the things that, my allergies are showing up.
It's catching up,
but, she's allergic to lying. She just said,
One of the things that I'll always remember about Corey is that whenever anything needed to be done, he was ready to do it. It didn't matter. And he was just outstanding. Student, one that you want everybody to have, students like Corey. So I really appreciate that work. He made things move, and I seriously, whenever you needed anything, Corey was right there. And so with my career, I covered the Cowboys. After that, and what's interesting is I thought when I covered the Cowboys that was like the highlight of my journalism career, but I've learned since then that it became the foundation of my career, and I've been very fortunate. Yes, I did write a book a few years ago. I wrote a book about a woman named Tylene Wilson who coached football in Brownwood, Texas during World War II, and it's in the process of being made into a film, Mandalay Pictures.
Really?
Awesome. So that's been a thrill. I'm now commissioner of the Global Flag Football League, which we're starting to work on the first professional flag football league. And also I teach at the University of North Texas. And so I've just been doing a lot of things that I really enjoy. I loved teaching. When I retired from Richland, I thought I wasn't going to teach anymore. And then the University of Tulsa asked me to do a summer course. And then I thought, I just can't. I've got to go back to this. And I've been doing it ever since 2013 again.
And so, this is how I connected with Mickey. I always say she gave me the internship. She hooked me up with an internship with Mickey Spagnuolo at the Cowboys website. And I always say, Mickey taught me everything I know. And then he always says, I'm not sure that's a great thing to brag about. So we'll just see how things go.
Well, I love that, because when I had students like Corey, I used my connections in the industry to get them internships. And that worked out really well for a number of them. And I'm really pleased with that. And I've been following your career, and it's just such a thrill for me.
Thank you. And we're now, Kevin, the number 9 midday show in all of America. So
that rating's low.
We've done something.
That rating's low.
We need to be higher. We're working on getting higher.
So, Marty, there's a lot of pressure on you now because Marjorie and Scott both have like 8,000 jobs. Do you also do many things concurrently that make people like me who have but the one job feel kind of ashamed?
Well, yes, they do a lot. And I always say that I'm amazed at their energy and enthusiasm for doing things not only for themselves, but also for others and to make a difference. I think that I've dipped my toe in the water of like trying to keep up with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not easy.
It's daunting.
It is, yes. But I will say this, that, you know, a long time ago, my grandfather, Leonard Toews, owned the Philadelphia Eagles. And I only wish that Marjorie and Scott were covering Philadelphia and not being in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because I think that their civility is so good to everybody, and Philadelphia is, you know, a little bit rough around the edges. My grandfather probably would have not sold the team if Marjorie and Scott, you know, but it's okay. But I get to, you know, be friends with them and work with them weekly. So
she's an author.
Tell them about your book, too.
Yeah. So I've written a series of kids' books called Football Freddy and Fumble the Dog Game Day.
Yes.
And each book takes you on a tour through a different NFL city. So Freddie and Fumble, who really is my dog, he's a little chihuahua, and then a different friend in each town. You get to travel around, see all the sights, and then make your way to the stadium to cheer on the home team. So what's kind of fun about this particular event, you know, happening on Sunday, is that I have a book about Kansas City.
Oh, cool.
And a book about Philadelphia. So I've written 11 books so far, 11 different cities. But
is that all correlated to those teams went to the Super Bowl? Because I need to know that.
It's not. In fact, Scott was with me last week at the Ronald McDonald House. Scott and Timmy Newsom came, and we did a story time because I have a Football Freddy and Fumble the Dog Game Day in Dallas-Fort Worth. And Scott and Timmy showed up. Marjorie could have, but she was doing four other things at the same time.
Gotcha.
And so we did a story time there, and definitely find ways to get kids reading, which is something I know we all are very passionate about. And also the most important thing are being fans, in particular sports fans.
And Kevin, let me jump in here. She's being real mild, but her dad, or her grandfather, I mean, Leonard Toews, was one of the founders of the Ronald McDonald House.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you this.
I need to do
my
more
daughter,
with my life.
My daughter was born with some brain injuries, and we had to go up to Cleveland Clinic to go get our best opportunities. And quite honestly, it's worked. We finally got the right medicine for her, and she's rocking along. We wouldn't have been able to do it. We wouldn't have been able to go up to Cleveland Clinic if I couldn't stay at the Ronald McDonald Foundation House. To be able to stay at one of those houses was such a big deal for me, because we couldn't afford that. And they welcomed us, and there were so many other families there that were kind of in the same boat. So thank you.
Thank you.
I get very emotional hearing
about that.
Yeah, we'd like to do our shows at future Super Bowls, maybe even have one at a local Ronald McDonald House. Such an important thing that
it's
her grandfather.
It's an incredible place. I had a golf tournament in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for 27 years, the Scott Murray Charity Classic, when we raised close to $3 million for the Ronald McDonald House. All the money went to the Ronald McDonald House. It was incredible.
Can y'all do me a favor? The journey through sports and life. I know y'all have many stories. I learned so many new things from you as you were like, oh, yeah, I was there with Tony Dorsett when he had his baby, and we sat on his curb and talked for hours. And I was just like, these stories are amazing. What can I get from the journey through sports and life?
Well, the same kind of thing. Our show, it runs on DBTV, and we interview people for the whole duration of our hour show. So we'll have 45 minutes on the air to 50 minutes, and we bring in one guest, and it's like a talkumentary. They tell us their life stories. You know, we got one story from Drew Pearson about, you know, how did he start playing football? It was because his older brother played, and his father gave his older brother a steak dinner before games, and Drew wanted the steak.
I want a steak.
You know, just little stories that you don't know. When Jim Jeffcoat's mother made him go outside in the backyard and tackle a bag of potatoes, he learned how to tackle with a sack of potatoes. We find such great little stories that you don't hear normally, and that's what we do on our show.
And then Jim Jeffcoat's son is in Plano West, tackling everything he can.
Right.
We covered him while he was in high school, him and Rex Burkhead. What a great time we got to have while we were doing that. Kevin, did you have something else?
No, I wanted to say thanks for using the platform that all of y'all have to help up people who have no such platform. I just always think that's really cool when people like, hey, I have an opportunity, let me help out other people with it. I think it's amazing every single time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we really appreciate y'all hopping over today. I hope y'all have a wonderful time while y'all are here. And I've talked about you so much, Marjorie. My wife is here with me, and she's like, I need to see her.
Oh,
and
we've
I was
got
like,
to
okay,
meet.
So
yes,
we'll catch
this
up
other
with
woman,
you.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly sometimes. But we're all in the same hotel, so we'll figure it out. We'll see how things go.
Definitely.
Thank you again so much for hopping on with us.
Thanks,
The
Phyllis.
Journey Through Sports and Life, Scott Murray, Marjorie Lewis, and Marnie Schneider. Thank y'all very much for
thank
hopping
you.
On.
Thank you.
Thanks
yeah,
again.
Thank you.